Shopify.
Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing. Share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances. But most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
Joining me this morning on The Female Solution, I'm your host.
Moving forward, no positive breath cancer is overwhelming, but I never took
that away. Got a little something there. It's called Monday Morning Magic. The magic of radio and TV. And, of course, all that can happen crazy on Monday morning, it happens right here on The Female Solution. So, if you will just bear with me this morning, thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Zelda Space. And today we're talking about the magic of this day, 8-8-22. If you're into astrology, you'll know, but if you're not, then you're in for a pleasant surprise. We're continuing the show from last night. If you didn't see Soul Purpose Healing on The Female Solution last night, then you're in for a pleasant surprise. But go back and see it. You'll be glad you did. It was Viata's show on Soul Purpose Healing. And that show opened my eyes, and I'm sure it will open your eyes as well. So be sure and share this video with someone as soon as you come on. Now, excuse me. Happy Earth Day, birthday, born day, if today's your birthday, and a special happy birthday, birthday born day to my little cousin. I call him my little cousin, even though, well, he is my cousin. He's my little brother. But I've known him since he was born, before he was born. Junson Guy Fries. Dynamite little brother. There's a picture of him and Mike Tyson on, I think I put it on my blog, elderfleet.wordpress.com. If I didn't, I'll put it there later. But anyway, he is, he's not a mama's boy. He does right by his mother. How about that? And Michelle raised him right. I can say that much. He has been a little hustler all his life. And now he's got a CDL license and he's buying property. He's treating his family well. He's a blessing. So thank you, Junson. That's his name, Junson. J-U-N-E-S-S-E-N. Junson. Junson Guy, as a matter of fact. And he had a party this weekend. Several parties. One at Trump Tower. One at, where was it? At the bowling alley. And I didn't make that one, but it was fabulous. Oh, and a shout out to my former classmates from the Christmas Addicts reunion we had this past weekend at the Dan Ryan Woods. That was super. It was super hot, but it was super fun to see all those people. And, you know, I like hot. I've chopped cotton in 100-degree weather, so this hot is normal to me. I just sweat and wipe, because that was, maybe I was sweating up a storm. But, hey, I'd rather have this than 6 weeks ago. All right, if you agree with me, type in the comment section, yes. Heat, yes. Heat, yes. Heat, yes. Or cold, no. Anyway, let us keep in mind the sick and the shut-in and the families affected by all of the drama that's going on in the world. Looking at the news on how rain, I think it was Kentucky or somewhere, it's flooding all over the country. So if you're in a place that's dry, give thanks for it. And all by giving, give thanks. If you're listening online, you can comment at 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak. And also online, you can post on our YouTube channel, Higher Learning TV Show. You see that logo, you'll know you're at the right place. Or I should say this one. There you go. And on our Facebook page, LN TV Show. Let me know what city you're watching us from, what country you're watching us from. Today's guest, you, because you'll be calling in, because it's all about you and the power and the possibility of the infinite power that lies within you, because today is Magical Monday. The portal is open. You heard about Lionsgate? Well, it's on my blog, How to Gain Infinite Power, and I want to share that with you right here. You said infinite power? Yeah, this is it right here. We're talking about the Lionsgate portal, and if you haven't read it, go to my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And you'll understand why. And you can share that with someone, okay? But I want you to know that while you are sharing, be sure and share our YouTube channel, High Learning TV Show, and our Facebook channel, HLN TV Show. And if you are headed out and about today, just know that it is not only Magical Monday, but it's also Madness Monday, because when people are driving, trying to get to work, they're in a hurry, they don't want to be slowed down, and it's just, it's a little cuckoo outside. So you want to keep that in mind as you head out the door this morning. And today's traffic and weather is sponsored by Karen Kelly of iTakes.com. If you are a business owner or entrepreneur in need of supplies or anything that you can buy at any of the big stores, you can get it at iTakes.com. Be sure you tell them the Elvis Pitch, because you can get a $100 bonus to go shopping immediately. As we take a look at the weather, it is hot and humid outside today, as it usually is, down to 76 degrees tonight. I'll be glad when tonight gets here, right? But right now, it is hot. It's hot and humid. It's going to get warmer as the day goes by. As we take a look at the traffic, no reported delays on CPA or Metro. But on Kennedy, that's another story. You know, I had a vision last night. If you are stuck in traffic, what if everyone in traffic began to breathe in and to breathe out, take long, deep breaths, and not be in a hurry and jump from one lane to the next lane? What if everybody slowed down and started doing meditation in traffic? Somebody probably fall asleep and cause some accidents. That's probably what would happen. But you got such that high energy in the morning because you've rested well at night, or you haven't rested well at night and you're in a hurry. Your breaths will slow you down, and we'll do that at 7:15. But I just want to share that with you. I was like, wow, what if everybody was meditating behind the wheel, conscious, but just breathing in and out? Slows the heart down, slows the whole activity of the body down. I digress. Anyway, just have to share that with you. As we take a look inbound on the Kennedy, it is 37 minutes in, 30 minutes out. At Nagel, there's a light down, a jackknife truck at Canfield Avenue, so you know that's causing some delays. And also, if you're traveling to O'Hare, expect more delays. Inbound on the Eagles, it's 31:27 out. On the Eisenhower, it is 44 minutes inbound, 29 minutes on the reverse. On the Stevenson, it is 27 minutes inbound and 21 out. On the Dan Ryan, your usual delays from 95th to downtown, it is 21 minutes in and 14 minutes out. On the Bishop Ford, it's 11 minutes in both directions. And Lakeshore Drive to Soho, Lakeshore Drive, is 10 minutes in both directions. And that's your traffic and weather sponsored by Karen Kelly of iText.com. If you're a business owner, entrepreneur, you need supplies, go there and tell them Del Duh sent you, D-E-L-D-A. That's your promo code to get your $100 to go shopping immediately. And if you are one of those people who've been stuck in the house for the last couple of years, been eating a whole lot, right? Watched the video last night, Side Guru. If you haven't seen him, do yourself a favor. S-A-D-G-H-U-R-U, Side Guru. Talks about how we should have 8 hours between each meal. Did you know that? Yeah, in order for the body to rest, because, you know, they teach us to eat all day, just snack, and it destroys the system. And after a while, we have health problems. So I just want to share that with you. And it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness spiritual message from Mike House. And it's August 8th, and it's called Walk with God. As we walk along the many journeys of life, there are many divergent paths that God carries us through. At every turn, we must remember to walk as God's will. Understand that you, as you walk with God, your body not only changes, but your mind and soul become filled with a calm and confident attitude because of God's divine presence along the walk. So walk with the expectation that the Spirit of God will empower you, light your way, as Yahweh stated in John 8:12, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me but will never walk in the darkness but will have the light, will have the light of life. When we walk with God, it may not make things easy, but it makes everything possible. Walking with God gives us the assurance of God as power at work in every area of our lives and extends into the world as a large blessing and healing others as well. We will walk among you and be your God, and you shall be my people. That's from Leviticus 26:12. And that's your Monday morning inspiration from Mike House. Who's Mike House helping? Well, you can get on this list and get him too, but the only thing is you cannot respond because there are so many on the list. You know, you ping your phone, pings all day. It's like, that is so irritating. I have to put mine on vibrate because I just don't. Trying to work on editing the shows, higher learning TV shows, airs 2 to 6, Wednesdays at 1 on 7:19, and 24/7 on our worldwide channel, YouTube, higher learning TV show. So, you feel me? Okay. Well, it is now time for your Monday morning mindfulness meditation because this is where the practice comes in. This is where how you can gain infinite power. You gain infinite power by tuning out all of this and tuning into this, to the heart, to the chakras. And they make all of these electronic devices to keep our attention away from this. And this is where the real power is. So I invite you this morning to prepare yourself to remove everything that is not of your best interest. And that means people, places, situations, environments that is not of your highest good. It's time to let them go. Because you are, this day, you can step into a power that you have not known anything about. Well, you may have had a little inkling, but it's powerful. Oh, and I got to share my experience at the park yesterday. That park experience was unlike anything I've ever had in my life. I can't wait to share it with you, but not right now. It's Monday morning mindfulness meditation. So let us become still, close our eyes. Get comfortable wherever you are. Try to sit up straight because we're going to be doing some body movement, and I don't want you to get stuck. So let us close our eyes. You should not be looking at me, but the inside of your eyelids. Close your eyes and just begin breathing. Inhaling through the nose and exhaling through the mouth. As we become quiet, we close our eyes. And give thanks. The power of the breath. As we breathe in, we give thanks that we are at the right place, at the right time, doing the right thing. It doesn't matter if we're breathing in and out together, as long as you are breathing. That's important. Breathe in. We give thanks for the power of the lungs so that we can inhale. We give thanks for the power of the brain that sends the signal to the rest of the body to continue to breathe in. Hold it. And exhale. We give thanks for the heart that continues to beat strong and long as we breathe in. And as we now, as you breathe in and breathe out, you should feel the calming effect from the breath. This is where I feel it, right here in my head and on down to my shoulders, especially in the solar plexus. Continue breathing in and breathing out. And feel free to rotate those shoulders. Get a little body movement going this morning. Rotate the shoulders forwards and backwards. And then one at a time. And then take a breath and stretch. Breathe in and breathe out. As we continue to breathe in and breathe out, a little body movement if you like or not. Just continue to breathe, giving thanks for the power of the breath as it moves down through the solar plexus and the stomach and chest and the sides as we inhale deeply. And exhale, sending more love, light, and energy down through the hips, the buttocks, thighs and the knees. Oh, yes, rub those glorious knees, because if any of you have knee challenges, issues, whatever you want to call them, you will understand. As we breathe in, we send love, light, and energy to parts of our body that may not be at a 100%. And we send it love, knowing that it is, this body is self-healing. If we feed it the proper nutrients, that is our food, not eating three meals a day, but one meal a day. Yeah, I know that's an adjustment. I'm working on that too, but it's possible. If we breathe in, we give thanks for the love, light, and energy that we continue to send down through the body from the breath to the legs, to the ankles, and the arches as we breathe in. Continue breathing in and breathing out, sending more love down to the feet, the top and the bottom. Wiggle those toes. Feel free. Yeah, wiggle those toes. Send that energy right back up through the legs. Sending more love, light, and energy back through the knees and the thighs and the hips and the buttocks, in the back as we continue to breathe in and breathe out, knowing that we are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. As we continue to breathe in, knowing that whatever challenges we may be experiencing in this life, they are all there to teach us a lesson. So instead of getting mad or angry or anxious, asking ourselves the question as we breathe in, what is this trying to tell me? What is it that I need to know? And as we breathe in, we give thanks for the patience and the wisdom and the understanding to take the time to know that the answer is already there and that we can become aware of the answers when we call upon the ancestors. That is why at this point in time, we give thanks for the ancestors and feel free to call out their names. My grandmother, Willie Pitchford, my grandfather, Bob Pitchford, my mom, Katie, Aunt Edna, Marva, Larva, Bobby Jean, Floyd Jr. As I call upon those who came before me to make my way smooth, I give thanks as I inhale deeply, knowing that I am at the right place at the right time, doing the right thing, giving honor to those who came before me and those who came before me that I don't know their names, but in the lineage of the Pitchford family, I give thanks. As I breathe in, hold it, and I breathe out. And I hope that your eyes are closed as you continue to breathe in and breathe out, giving thanks that you are at a place and a time in your life where you have the power to do just that. As we breathe in, and as we breathe out, inhale deeply, inhale, and exhale. As we breathe in, we give thanks for this breath, excuse me, that we are not on a respirator, that if we do have difficulties breathing, we give thanks because that breath, that lack of breath came to teach us something. And only you will know what that is because you take the time to breathe in, hold it, and and this is why we meditate in the morning, because we want to take the time to bless ourselves and our environment. This is why we meditate to activate. Breathe in, hold it, and exhale. They don't want you to know about the power of the breath. They don't want you to meditate. I want you to keep doing what you're doing, spend your day in front with an electronic appliance, and not know that this magical power, that the lion's gate that is opening, that is already open, and it's available for you. It's already opening, and it's waiting for you to acknowledge it, the power that is within you. That is why we inhale wealth and exhale debt. Let's do that together. Inhale wealth. Hold it. And exhale debt. We all have it. And we can keep it or release it. Inhale wealth once more. And exhale debt. Now this is my favorite right here. Inhale faith. Hold it. And exhale, fear. Blow it out. Inhale, faith. Hold it. And exhale, fear. Whatever it is that you're fearful of, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose your relationship, you're going to lose your child, you're going to lose your house, home, apartment, whatever it is that you are in fear of, know that it came to teach you a lesson. So, and the lesson today, at this particular time, there will be many lessons throughout the day. Inhale faith. Yes. And exhale fear. Let's blow it out. And this is something that you can practice on your own all day, every day, so that you can have a visual in your mind of what faith and fear looks like. And that's a possibility with this t-shirt on. Ah, here's another favorite. Inhale, love. And exhale, hate. We have to be very mindful of the words that we choose in our lives. Inhale, love. Whatever that love looks like, if it's coming from someone or something, inhale it. And exhale, hate. I hate this. I hate that. You don't hate anything. You simply disagree with it. But you don't hate it. But the word hate is probably stuck in your subconscious, so you can use the word hate. Inhale, love. And blow out that hate. One more. Inhale the genius. Yes, the genius in me, in case nobody's told you lately. Yes, you are a genius. You have been since you were born. I mean, they've been trying to beat it out of you and steal it out of you and take it out of you with your cell phone and the TV and the Wi-Fi and this, that, the other. But because you are a genius, and the genius is like you, it has been there since you were born. You didn't know, but now you know. So what would you do with it? You will inhale genius. Ah, feels good, doesn't it? And exhale doubt. Once more. Let's inhale genius again. Inhale genius. The genius in me is arising. It's coming out. It's flowing as we exhale fear. I am no longer in fear of my power because the power within me is the power that comes from the Creator. And you can call it God, Jesus, Buddha, Allah, Jehovah. It doesn't matter what you call it. I call it the Creator, that which created me. As we inhale the genius that is within. And exhale. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is just a small sample of what you can experience. You can go, you can use this actually for your own breathing in and breathing out when you get up in the morning. There's plenty more where this came from. And these are the affirmations that we use. We are inhaling affirmations and exhaling negative self-talk. And these are the t-shirts that we use to remind ourselves. You know how we take selfies all day? Put this t-shirt on and take a selfie and remind yourself of the greatness that is within you. And every time you see that, say that, because the power of the spoken word is with you. If you could look at your words as energy and everything that you say goes out, eventually it comes back. And you want good things to come back, right? Right. So that is why we do this exercise. We inhale affirmations and we exhale negative self-talk. Because you know we can just talk ourselves right out of the situation. Or we can talk ourselves into a situation. We have the power of choice to do that. And I want to thank you for being a part of this exercise this morning, knowing that which you do, inhaling and exhaling together, you can make a change. You can get anything you want in life with the power of intention, knowing that you are in the right place at the right time, doing the right thing. So as we complete this Monday morning mindfulness meditation, let us take one long, last deep inhale deeply. Hold it. And as we exhale, bring the head forward, tilt it, chin to chest, and slowly rotate. I know that's why I hope you're sitting up straight. Slowly rotate the head to the left, slowly, slowly, slow down, you're moving too fast. And then slowly, in small increments, bring it over to the right and back around to the front. Head up, inhale deeply. And head down, chin to chest, and slowly rotate the head to the right. slowly, slowly. Feel the stretch in the neck. And slowly bring it around to the left, back around to the front, head up, and look to the left. Inhale deeply. And exhale, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck. And as you bring your head back forward, inhale deeply. And look to the right as far as you possibly can, feeling the stretch in the left side. Oh, yeah, that feels good. And bring it back. Take one long, last deep inhale and exhale. Giving thanks for the power of the ancestors being here with us this morning. And if you didn't get a chance to call out their names, do it so sometimes today because they're waiting for you. They're watching you. Yes, Granny, Grandma, Mud Dear, your sisters, your brothers, your uncle, your nieces and your nephews, they're all watching you. And they're depending on you to do the thing that you were put here to do, to make the way bright to someone else, for someone else. And we give thanks. I hope you've enjoyed this. And if you have, please share it, because somebody somewhere needs it more than you or as much as you. And you can also check out my YouTube page, Zelda Speaks Mindfulness, or Zelda Speaks, I have two, but they're both on YouTube. And you can check them out this morning. And my sister of the microphone, Jody Susan, says, Grand Rising, my sister. Hope you'll be joining the conversation this morning as we continue with the process of showing you this morning information about the Lion's Gate and how it can make a difference in the quality of your life. What's the Lion's Gate? Well, just stick around. I'll share that information with you. We have many of us. Oops. We have our commercial break coming up, and I've got to take that commercial break right about now. And here's the message. And I got to share this with you. Dr. Willie Wilson, in case you didn't know, I was so surprised that so many people did not know. It's like the word just gets out about everything negative, something positive. Why do we not know about it? Well, a lot of people didn't know about it, but a lot of people didn't know either, because as I'm riding down the street, did a press conference on 63rd and Drexel just this past Saturday, August 6th. And if you watch this page, Zelda, Facebook.com, Dr. Willie Wilson, Dr. Willie Wilson, you will see information on the next free grocery giveaway. There was one Wednesday on the north side and the south side, and then there was the gas giveaway on Saturday. And he will be doing them, I don't want to say weekly, but I'll just say check his Facebook page. And see, this is something that I want to share. And you need to share this too, because we have been so programmed to devalue another person's worth, because people have a tendency to look at his speech as an impediment, speech impediment. It's the way he talks. And if you understood the history of him, you would understand this man. But because we're so busy judging, we miss the message. We miss the lesson. And I say to those who judge him for his whatever, while you're looking at him, look at yourself. And that's all I have to say about that. Because this man has a heart of gold. And what he is doing, I would like for you to join me in a movement called Giving is the New Luxury. You like that? Giving is the New Luxury. And how do you do that? Well, Zelda, I don't have his money. You don't have to have his money. But you have his mind. You have the same mind that he has. The Creator all gave us the same mind. How we develop that mind depends on how we spend our time. Like the Monday morning mindfulness meditation we just did, putting down the electronics, less time. I love to see it when I get my screen. You know how your phone will show you that your screen time is down? Yeah, my screen time is down, and I'm so glad to see that my screen time is down, because the less time you spend on that, the more times you can spend on Okay? All right. I digress, but I just had to share that with you. And we're going to take our first commercial break, and we'll be right back with you, and we hope you'll join us.
We have an opportunity to transform the whole global society in the next 50 years. 50 years from now, the earth will be populated by a new generation of adults, many of whom are yet unborn. Our mission is to nurture them in childhood with love, guidance, and protection, and to raise them in healthy, happy families. If we impart values of compassion, generosity, and respect for fellow human beings in the next generation of children, they will create a world where people can live together in peace. This is our goal. Be a part of the transformation. Get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. Go to www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com.
Do you want to live in a world without war? Join our global peace movement. Heavenly Culture World Peace Restoration of Light transcends culture, religion, ideology, and other boundaries to achieve peaceful harmony in the global society. HWPL is committed to bringing world peace and cessation of war through peaceful dialogue between religious groups. I am Director Shin-Suk Kim of the HWPL Chicago Branch of North America. Join us for our next gathering. Call 773-580-1501 and be a part of the movement for world peace. Email us at chicagohwpl@gmail.com.
Are you constantly arguing with your spouse? Are your children misbehaving and acting out? Is someone in your family abusing drugs? Have you been the victim of domestic violence? Are you grieving over the loss of a loved one? Let us help you restore serenity to your life. At Serenity Family Social Services, we understand that good mental health is the result of emotional well-being. Our goal is to assist you and your family in removing emotional distress and restoring harmony and balance to your lives. We offer individual, couples, and family counseling. I'm Howard Williams, CEO of Serenity Family Social Services. Call us today at 312-315-4820. That's 312-315-4820.
Susan Essentials is re-engineering what health looks like by leading you to the best wellness initiatives in the world. Start your coaching plan today and create a new paradigm of health. Click here to learn more.
Wellness, by giving you access to more than 20,000 sustainably produced nutritional products delivered direct to your door.
Everything you need What your body needs is found in nature, so Susan Essentials doesn't do it any other way. Susan Essentials provides your employees and individuals access to over 20,000 nutritional products, and they are shipped direct to your door. Because Susan Essentials is certified in plant-based healing, we're permitted to offer you the best nutritional supplements on the planet. They're non-GMO and sustainably produced, and we take the guesswork out for you. Let Susan Essentials help you take control of your health today.
And that is Jody Susan of Susan Essentials. Health, self-care. And Jody is commenting this morning. She says, yes, we devalue people so easily. Don't let the optics get in the way. I love that, Jody, because the optics are our eyes and our senses. Yes, we are judging people by our eyes. And you know why we judge people? Because it's easier to look out there and throw what they call shade or fault with someone else than to look within. That's a challenge. And I had that challenge yesterday. And I got to share it with you. I'm embarrassed by it. But hopefully it will make a difference in someone else's life. So let me share this with you. I had an argument yesterday with my husband. I don't usually put my business in the street, but, you know, married couples have arguments all the time. What does Dodie say? I'm so sick of people shaming and blaming. Yes, that's what we do. That's what we've been conditioned to do. And we continue to do that because it's easy. It's easy putting blame on somebody else, but to deal with my own stuff, oh Lord have mercy, let me tell you what I did. Okay, so I get in the car as high as gas is and I go driving because I am learning to operate on a higher frequency than I ever have been in my life, and sometimes it causes a shift in the energy and the environment that you're living in. So I don't want to start my day off with drama. I can't do it. It shakes me to the core, and it makes me an evil B-I-T-C-H. I'm just going to say it, keep it real. So I said, today I'm not going to do that. I grab my keys, and I go to the car, and I ask Spirit to guide me where I need to go. And Spirit says, take Lakeshore Drive and just drive. And I drive this way because my sister went north to Glencoe, Illinois. I went there because my sister took me there some years ago to a secondhand store that has this all this fabulous stuff. You know, we love thrifting. And I don't shop anymore because I just don't have any more room for anything. As a matter of fact, I'm giving things away. And giving is the new luxury. That's what I want to tell you. You want to do something different in your life? Do something different about giving something away every single day. Giving is the new luxury. And if you give away something every day, I cannot tell you how much of a difference that will make in the quality of your life. How is that possible? I digress, but let me finish the story. I drive that way because it reminds me, all the trees and the twists and the turns, it reminds me of going down south to my grandmother's house. That brings me so much comfort. And when you're in the trees in nature, I cannot tell you. Well, I'm telling you now, there is so much power in trees, and I feel it when I'm riding through. So I'm just going up and twisting and turning. You see all the trees and the hills. Yeah, on Lakeshore Drive. You just follow Lakeshore Drive till it runs out. It'll take you up to Wisconsin. I didn't go to Wisconsin, but I'm just driving. And I can feel, and I'm asking Spirit to give me what it is that I need to experience today. Because I'm I had a horrible argument with my husband, and I don't want to go back home to that. And I know it's there waiting. So I'm asking for the patience to calm me down because I got a big mouth. You see that because I talk to you every day. So I asked for, I'm in a process of putting together a series of tapes, video clips called Releasing the Need. And I had to ask to release the need for me to comment when he says something and not to interrupt him, because he tells me that all the time. You just don't even pay any attention to what I say. You interrupt me all the time, and I do, because I have this mindset that nobody can tell me what to do, because all my life I've been in relationships where men told me what to do, and I promised myself I would not get married. Then I wind up getting married, and I was like, oh, God, what lesson am I supposed to learn? Well, this is one of the lessons, releasing the need to be right, to be correct, to have the need. So this is what I'm coming with. I release the need that created the patterns within me. Now, Naima and I have already done one show on that on YouTube, and you can see that, but I'm going to be doing a separate show on releasing the need. I had the need to be heard. You know, they tell women to be quiet. I had that need. I still have that need, and I'm still working on releasing it. So in my quiet time, I get out, and I sit on a bench, and you know it was raining yesterday, and I said, I know I'm supposed to be here, so I'm going to find a bench that's not wet. So I find a bench that's not wet. Actually, like at a park, you know, they have three tiers where you can watch baseball games. The three tiers, two of the tiers were wet and one was dry. How is that possible? So I went and sat on the one that was dry, took my shoes off. My spirit guide told me to take my shoes, took my shoes off, and I'm just sitting there. And I'm just doing, I close my eyes and say, start doing deep breathing like I'm teaching you, right? I need to teach myself. And I start breathing and breathing in and breathing out, and I hear the birds. And they're all talking. And I don't know what they're saying, but they sound good because it's peaceful to me. It's calming my spirit down. And then I just happen to look down, and there's an ant crawling up my leg, and I don't even feel it. And I'm saying to myself, okay, but you don't have to kill it, because you know ants are powerful, and the question is, what if the ant comes to teach you? So I just close my eyes again, and I start breathing again. I open up my eyes again, and there was a little chipmunk by a tree, and I always want to capture nature in its, what's the word I'm looking for? Just capture nature. So not a chipmunk, squirrel. And the squirrels are playing. And he fell on his back, and it looked like he was laughing, and he was shaking. And he got back up, and he ran up the tree, and I was like, oh, let me get my camera out so I can film that. And then when it stopped, you know how we get distracted. I was distracted. And I want to, how can I say this? I want to capture this, but I also want to experience it. And I can't experience it while I'm trying to capture it. That's the thought that's going through my mind. So I pick up my phone, and I want to continue to capture the nature that I'm seeing, right? And guess what? A fly, not a fly, but some kind of insect, because it looked like a butterfly, but it wasn't. It was about, like if you clip your fingernail, you see how small that is? If you clip your fingernail and put it on top of the phone, the insect was that small, but it was so pretty. I thought it was a butterfly, but it wasn't. this is what the insect did. It took three, four steps forward and three, four steps backward. And it did it again, and it did it again. And I was like, wow, I can't capture that, so I can sit here and look for the lesson, right? It did it again and did it again. And then it up and it flew away. And I was like, okay. So I've learned not to kill insects when I see them. So what's the lesson in this? I'm sitting here talking to myself out loud, and I don't care who's listening. And the thought came to me, okay, you're taking steps forward with the project that you're working on, but you're also taking steps backwards because you're doubting yourself. Oh, wow, I got that. Okay. And then when I put the phone down, I said, let me put the phone down. It's the electronic appliance. I want to breathe. Start breathing. Breathe in. Hold it. And I'm breathing out. And something else flies across my vision and lands here. And it's the insect. And I know not to do this because I don't know what the message is. I don't know what the lesson is. But I said all that to say this. There are creatures in this planet. And we call them insects. We call them pests. But they're all God's creatures. All of them come to teach us something. We're so busy trying to capture the moment with the little squirrel just lying on his back doing things that we forget about the importance of the messages that these little creatures bring to us. Last night, I'm listening to Viata's show, Soul Purpose Healing. If you didn't see that, please go back and see Soul Purpose Healing on Facebook. And actually, it's Viata. Facebook.com/VIYATA. I think that's it. But if it's not, I'm sure she'll come on and help. So all of these insects have come to me, and they are teaching me to be still and be quiet. That's the lesson that I got. So I'm being still, being quiet. So I close my eyes, and this guy walks in front, not in front of me, but he's maybe 100 feet away from me, but I see him. And he has on a t-shirt and a backpack, and he's walking barefoot in the grass. And, of course, the first thought that comes to my mind is to be judgmental. Why is he walking in the grass? And then the thought comes to me, it's like, Zelda, you teach people about grounding all the time. So how you going to judge him? So I said, okay, Zelda, get out of judge mode and get into spirit mode. And the moment that I said that, the thought came to me, take off your shoes and get up and walk, dude, just like him. And I was like, this grass is wet. I'm not walking in this wet grass. But it felt like something pulled me up, stood me up, and got me to walking in the grass. But what freaked me out was when he was coming from the corner way down the street, he was coming not straight at me, but he was coming like this, and then like this, and then like this. Then it was like he was zigzagging, not to come towards me, but just for him to be in my peripheral so that I could see. And so I'm still sitting there breathing, but I hadn't gotten up yet. I'm still sitting there breathing. And he left and he walked around the big old park and then he came back. And it's like, I didn't get the message the first time. The man is walking barefoot. I got it the second time. That's when it seemed like something just lifted me up and said, get up and walk. I took my shoes off and I began to walk. I'm putting these negative thoughts out in my head that I can walk because the fear was in me that I'm barefoot now. And I can't afford to step on something and cut my feet. And the moment I thought that, something said, trust. Trust. Trust and believe that the Creator who brought you here will not put you in harm's way. But trust and believe that the direction that you walk in, there will be no glass, there will be no rocks, there will be nothing to harm your feet. I took a deep breath and I began to walk zigzag and crooked and nothing, no stones, no rocks, no nothing. And I'm talking to myself and all of a sudden I just started crying and it's just coming out of me and it's just pouring. And I'm saying to myself, I forgive myself. I forgive myself. Excuse me for being judgmental and not living to my truth and keeping quiet when I need to. Because I got a big mouth and I know it and I'm working on that. But sometimes we have to submit in order to get clear. And I'm clear on that. And it's not about me obeying a man. It's about me having respect for my husband because I was taught to hate men. That was my experience because I didn't see. Any positive relationships in my life. And And I didn't know how to treat the man that I have because I always talk over him. And I talk over him because I felt I was being disrespected. So we're walking, I'm crying, and I'm having this conversation with myself, and I don't care who's listening because I have to get this anger out of me for feeling that I'm being devalued, that I'm being disrespected. And once I had the thought that it's okay to release and to let go and to know that this man is not here to harm me, he is only here to love me. And if I can allow the negative voices in my mind to quiet themselves by me doing this deep breathing and doing the affirmations that I need to do, I inhale the genius in me. I exhale the doubt. I inhale the faith. I exhale the fear. All that stuff that I teach you on Monday morning mindfulness and our meditation, all that I'm sharing with you, that's for me. That's my lesson. And with that said, I want to bring on the executive producer, Naima Latif, so that she can help me this morning, so she can help me stop crying. Because it was such an experience. I learned so much just by sitting in the park and listening to the animals and to the birds and what they were trying to tell me. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Take it away, Naima.
Because every living thing has divine intelligence, and you had a message from the birds, you had a message from the insect, you had a message from Mother Earth.
Yeah.
You had a message from the universe. So, isn't it wonderful to be loved by the infinite, by the divine, by all creation? So, you experience.
Yeah. I didn't want to share it, trust me. You know, the ego was telling me, people don't know, they don't need to know all your business. But that's how we cleanse.
That's how we cleanse, that's how yeah. we help other people.
Yes. Yes.
What I understood, what I came to understand, is we spend so much lifetime reacting to the pain that we experience in our childhood. And if we were raised, and many of us were, by parents, particularly your mother, my teacher, who was very critical, and I know her intention was to try to motivate me to do better, using criticism. That was a parenting style that a lot of our parents had.
Mm-hmm.
But it was damaging. So you spend a lifetime defending yourself against attack. That's what it feels like.
Mm-hmm.
You're being attacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like whenever you do, there's something wrong with it. Whenever something goes wrong, it's your fault. So you become defensive. It's like you have to always have a shield to defend yourself against
exactly.
attack.
Yes.
And if you have been, like many of us have, raised with a parent who also believed in corporal punishment, well, you know, you're a child, you're a kid, you can't get back. But the anger of that is stored inside of you. And so you feel it, but you can't express it because as a child, you're not allowed to express your anger at your parents. You're not allowed to talk back when they verbally attack you. So you have all of this anger inside and fear of being attacked. So this is what we bring to our relationship. Now, I developed a very aggressive personality as a result of having to defend myself
mm-hmm.
against attack
mm-hmm.
and a repressed anger at having been hit.
Mm.
And in the relationship that I had while I was in my teens, I was very aggressive in terms of my verbal skills. You know, I'm going to
Excellent skills. Excellent verbal skills. Yes, ma'am.
Yes. That's the weapon that
this.
You use your mouth.
Yeah, but I cut you with my tongue.
Deadly weapon.
Yes.
This is how I presented attack. This is how I put men in their place.
Yes. I was with you there, girl. With you there.
And so, eventually, every relationship I had, you know, I realized I didn't have enough trust because of having been attacked.
Yes, ma'am.
To really form an emotionally intimate bond with anybody.
Yes.
And my aggression frightened him.
Yes.
So, when I went and met my husband, well, first of all, he was 20 years older than I. Things were very tall. So he had a level of confidence. And that kept me to a degree in check. But then once we got married, that person came out of me. The angry person. The verbally abusive person. Feel like I'm being attacked. That defensive person. And then that repressed rage came out. I became physically so able to restrain himself. He could have crushed me, of course. He was tall, big man, but he didn't. So he would know how to just walk away, get silent. Because he knew who he was. He didn't have to try to prove I'm a man. He didn't have to do that because he knew who he was. Probably a younger man who may have had less confidence and self-esteem, might have reacted with violence, and we'd have both been in jail.
Okay.
You see them couple, they fight, somebody calls the police, they, you know, one of them would get hauled off. You know, it's so embarrassing.
Yeah, yeah.
But that didn't happen. But I definitely displayed the worst part of myself. And I finally and realized that I have this inner rage that gets triggered. I repress my anger too long. It becomes like a volcano.
Ooh.
It erupts. You know how a volcano is boiling underneath the surface and then eventually it explodes. So what I learned is that I have to, in my calm moment, talk to my husband about whatever it is that's bothering me and not let it get to the point where I repress the anger so much that it explodes. Because I already had festering anger from childhood. So that's why it became that explosive volcano. When I tried to repress it. So we were able, and I'm so grateful for his wisdom, we were able to talk about things. He also had a childhood in which he experienced. So we were able to discuss the things that were inside of us that were still causing us pain. And we understood that we have to talk about things when we're calm so that we never create that climate of anger. Because we're trying to teach our daughter peace and all that, but, you know, she's in the house and she sees what we do.
Right.
So we have to live what we're teaching, otherwise she'll see this.
And that's what he calls me all the time. You're such a hypocrite. And I'm like, I'm not a hypocrite, but I'm real. But you, but I am.
You have to live what we preach. We all have to realize you're wounded.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
So over time, we were able to do that, but it took some time.
Yes.
I'm grateful for the 20 years of marriage. I'm grateful for the mistakes and the rocky parts in the beginning so that I can help somebody who might be going through that space. The most important thing is to be able to talk about things. That's why you have to trust the person that you marry enough to tell them the deepest parts of yourself, the pain that you're in, so they can empathize and understand and help you through it. And the same with them. They need to be able to tell you what they've been through so that you can be compassionate and understand. And then I realized also with my verbal skills,
You got some verbal skills, girl. Yeah.
When it's on the negative end, it can, like you say, you know, you can rip somebody to shreds with your tongue. So I learned Mm-hmm. And I don't have to win every argument. I don't have to always be right. We can agree to disagree.
Hallelujah.
And if they say something that's contrary to what I believe, well, I accept your point of view. Mm-hmm. I don't have to agree.
Right, right. And at least let you get it out.
And
not cut you off like I'm doing.
And let you say what you want to say and not cut you off. Like, I'm not going to let you say that.
That's me. Jody says the audio on Facebook is great. She cannot hear you on Blog Talk. And if she can't hear you, there's a chance somebody else can't hear you as well. And
I don't know if I have my phone on, but I don't know if I should open.
I don't know. Well, while we try to figure it out, it's 8:06. We are behind on a commercial break, so let's take a quick commercial break. And I want to share this video with our viewing audience. This is a Quick Click, a company that we started with raising money for the homeless. And our global virtual team talent contest. And we buy products there, and they send us a link where we can have our own products. And we can share that with other people so that they can earn money, too. So check this video out, and we'll be back after the commercial break. And thank you for sharing this video during the commercial break, because somebody needs to hear what's coming up. And it's powerful. It is power beyond
this. Welcome to Quick Click, where customers can buy, share, and earn. Meet Sam. Sam owns an e-commerce business that sells athletic shoes and running gear. Sam wants to increase her sales without increasing marketing spend. So she decides to list her products on QuickLick. On QuickLick, her loyal customers can get paid for sharing her products with their friends. Sam uploads her products to the marketplace, just like she would on Amazon or Shopify. Meet Laura. Laura is in the market for a new pair of shoes and comes across Sam's brand on the QuickLick marketplace. Laura is able to purchase the shoes and check out like she would on any other e-commerce site. After purchasing, Laura receives a unique Quick Link that she can share with friends to begin earning Quick Cash. Her friend Jessica opens Laura's Quick Link on her phone and purchases a pair of shoes. Because Jessica purchases using Laura's Quick Link, Laura receives Quick Cash in her account. After purchasing, Jessica can now share her own Quick Link and begin earning Quick Cash as well. But Quick Link is more than just your typical referral or affiliate platform. QuickClick rewards customers for sales they directly and indirectly influence. So, for every sale Jessica's new QuickClick makes, Laura will earn additional Quick Cash as well, making the potential for earning exponential. Laura and Jessica can transfer their Quick Cash balance to their bank account at any time, or can even use Quick Cash to make additional purchases in the app. Meanwhile, Sam can just watch as the sales roll in. Best of all, she doesn't have to worry about costs, since she is only spending marketing dollars when actual purchases are made. Start buying, sharing, and earning today at QuickClick.com.
Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on cable TV, Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down-to-earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul, whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
Grand Rising. And thank you for joining us back here on The Female Solution. I am joined by the executive producer of The Female Solution. And today we're discussing how to gain infinite power. Today's a power day, and many of us don't even know it. So I am grateful for Baba Kwame Turnhurst for sharing that information with us. And we need to take some comments right quick for those who are watching. If you're watching online, let us know what city you are calling from. Oh, I'm sorry, watching from, or country, because, you know, this is global. I love this. Jody says, yes, I hug trees, yes. She also says, yeah, I have a big mouth, too. And we got all things possible. Our sister of the microphone, Vieta Robinson, says, Grand Rising, beautiful stars, love the Stressology name. Yes, we are truly connecting and listening to nature. Yeah, your ladybug experience yesterday. I was so glad I had that experience with the fly, whatever that little pretty little thing was that was on my cell phone. I was just ecstatic. Jody says, yes, let insects live. Jody, Vieta says, love the insect dance. And I got her Facebook page. That's it. That's it, Facebook.com, Vieta or Vieta Robinson. Either one of those. Thank you, Jody. We appreciate that. I love you too, babe. There's nothing you can do. Jody says, can you help me with the same thing? Girl, please. And you see all this bucket of tears I just gave? we need to do a show on that one, because, baby, whoo, this mouth here. Vieta says, beautiful tears. Thank you for reminding us to forgive ourselves for negative self-talk and letting go of the anger when we think we are being disrespected. That man ain't trying to disrespect me. That man loves me, and he shows me all day, every day. It's just, as Naima said, it's implanted in my subconsciousness. As a child, I was disrespected and ignored. So, of course, I have, Jody says, I have the anger is repressed. We need to have a counseling session on Sunday mornings, or, you know, when we have our sisters of the microphone talk, or just schedule a separate time for it, because we all got issues. I know I do. I speak for myself.
That's the thing, though. When you marry someone, that person is going to be the best and the worst. That's the only relationship you have.
Yes.
There is no pretense. We have our face for the world, but in our household, that's who we truly are. So our spouse sees the ugliest side of. That's why they have to love us, because they're going to see the worst.
Right.
You know, one thing when you're just dating somebody, you got your makeup on, and, you know, and you're being nice.
Yep.
And you love that person. But then once you take away all of the outer covering, not just the physical makeup, but even the shield you put over your ugliest self, and they see you for all that you are.
Yeah, buddy.
Give that person for displaying the hurt that's inside of them and projecting it at you, because that's what it is. You're receiving all of the hurt that they've lived in their life.
Yep.
And if you're not their first marriage, you're receiving the hurt that they had from their last marriage.
Right.
And
this is his third. I'm his third marriage. He's my first.
I was my husband's third marriage as well.
Wow.
Really last at all.
Yeah.
But the second one, there were children from that relationship, and there was a lot of pain. There their children is even more pain because the children are feeling broken.
Yeah.
So there's all of that that they're bringing with them. And then you're coming with whatever insecurities that you have, and everything comes to the surface. And so if you can't talk to each other, then the repressed emotions come out in ugly ways.
Yes.
So either in mean things you say.
Yes.
Or do, you know, sometimes infidelity, or I can't talk to her, let me go talk to this other woman, let me go talk to this other man. Oh, they really understand me. Well, no, they don't, but they know how to get you because they know that you're in pain, and so they're interested in you, and they know they can take advantage of
right.
their pain.
Right.
But ultimately, you have to be able to talk to them. You can't, then you're going to keep wounding each other. And we have to decide that we don't want to cause anymore. So we have to be willing to trust the other person. Even we have to be the initiator of the conversation. We have to even know how to speak without blaming them and wanting them to take all the blame for what's wrong. We have to be able to say, I misbehaved because this is what I'm going to
do. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And take responsibility for our behavior, not making it to another person.
Yeah, that takes humility. That takes something to bring it. Because let me tell you, I did not want to share this. I did not. I'm stomping and screaming, but I started crying and I had to let it out. Thank you. Is that Saudia A. Davis? We all have wounds that need tending. Thanks for sharing. Yeah, I didn't want to share, but I did. So, you know, spirit made me share. So.
How many thousands of women are going, wow.
Yeah. Vieta says, marriage 101 is all about being triggered and learning to heal and let go. Lord have mercy! Why me? Yes, you. Yes, you.
Yes. And if you marry somebody who has been married before, then they're also carrying with them that feeling of failure if the other marriage ended.
Oh.
Like, I failed. They're already feeling bad about themselves.
Wow.
And fearful that they're going to make the same error. Fearful that they're going to go through the same pain. So they may even have difficulty trusting because if I am poor in my heart, this woman, she's going to break my heart, I'll be brokenhearted again. You know, and so there's that. And there are a lot of things that you learn even in a marriage that ends. You're at the stage where you're blaming another person. Oh, she was no good. She was this. She was that. Well, that's all she had to be good because you married.
Right.
So something went wrong in your communication. It doesn't mean that she was bad or you were bad. Something went wrong in your communication where you couldn't express what was hurting. So you started hurting each other. But neither person is bad, and if people can look at it that way and accept that that's what happened, and both themselves and the other person blameless. Because it was a learning experience. Then they can let go of the pain. And then the lesson to be learned is that I have to talk to my spouse. I have to share my feelings and trust that they will have the compassion to understand and not ridicule. And all of us who've been raised with ridicule, we got trust issues because we can't trust a person not to ridicule.
We have some comments here this morning. Excuse me. We've also got some calls on the line. I know because people are saying, how is that we're gaining infinite power on today with the gate, with the line gate? What does that have to do? It has everything to do with it. Because Jody's on the line, and she is ready to talk. Because you have to open her up. My switchboard is stuck. And, Jody was probably 847.
That is Jody. And we'll see.
We'll make
sure we can hear her. Yes.
Good morning.
There we go. 847.
There she is. I hear. Do you hear her? I hear her.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're good.
Well, first of all, thank you, Zelda, for sharing.
Keep talking. You sound a little low, Jody. Can you hear me
or no?
Barely.
Can we hear you? Just raise the volume on your phone.
Yeah, so Blog Talk doesn't seem to be so happy this morning. It's really weird.
Oh, probably because the forces that are don't want us to share this information. You know the routine, Jody.
I do.
We've got a high
time. So you can hear me okay?
Yeah, go right ahead.
So first of all, thank you for sharing about what was going on for you. And I think Spirit came through because Spirit said, your sister Jody needs to hear this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm really suffering with the same thing where I'm getting very triggered when my husband judges other people.
When your husband judges other people? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I feel like he's in a constant state of judging and blame and shame.
Okay.
And whether it's about me or somebody else in Walmart or Target, some unsuspecting soul. And then I get very righteous about it. Like I'm here to teach him a freaking lesson.
Okay.
You know, it's that. And then I get angry, and then I do what Naima talked about. I start hitting him. He doesn't listen.
Okay.
And I'm just like, I'm at my wit's end. But it's really not for him to change. I guess how do you be present? So here's the question. That's the situation. Here's the question. How do you be present for somebody who's in a constant state, not constant, let's say 80% of the time, of blame and shame and judgment of others when you're trying to be in love mode? And his and then it makes me blame and shame him and judge him for judging others.
Oh,
it's not a merry-go-round I want to be on anymore.
Yeah. This is a cycle that only you can end, because he's reacting to what he experienced in terms of shaming and blaming and being judged as a child. That's what has manifested in him, because that's what happens when you're raised and you're the people who raise you shame you and blame you and judge you. So you got to always tell yourself that you're better than other people, or other people are wrong, or you, because the pain of constantly being wounded is something when you're trying to shield yourself from. So if you know that that's what's inside you, you can't fix it and you can't change it. And that's one thing we got to realize, is that it's not our job to fix someone. It's not our job to make them be what we think they should be. It's our job to accept what they are and love them anyway.
Yeah,
and not
be
judgmental.
But how do you be present? Like, how do you, because I feel like I'm quashing myself. It feels very quashed. Like, I don't know how to be around the energy, because I'm such an energy person. I don't know how to be around the energy. So earlier in the show, Zelda said, I can't wake up to drama. It ruins my day. Yes, I can't either. Can't do it. It'll mess me up. So how do you be present for a husband who loves that shit?
But that's the thing, Jody. You have to figure out where in your mind came the idea that he must be as you think he should be. Because we keep thinking that if someone is something other than we want them to be, we must be molded. And I'm learning even now with a person who's been in my life whose behavior would enrage me. And I finally understood.
And that is hard to do.
I can't get her. You finally understood. The person in your life, you finally understood what?
Both of y'all talking.
I can't hear her is the issue.
Oh, she can't hear you. That's why.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
Can you hear her now?
It's very echoey.
Very echoey.
So I'll do my best to listen actively, but it's very difficult.
I don't know if I can turn up the volume on my computer. I don't know.
You know what I'll do? I'll meet you on my and listen to you on Facebook.
Walk the door and get this.
Oh, so sweet.
You know.
Please, and now this is the thing. Now
he's very forgiving. Go ahead. I'll tell you. You watch it later. I just told all our business. My business, rather. My business. I told my business. How I am the hypocrite that you say I am. So you'll be glad to see that.
Best to the world.
I'm not hypocrite. Okay, anyway, we'll talk about that after. All right, go ahead.
Now, Tony, this is the situation. As long as you are judging and believing that you have to alter who he has become, you're going to be in conflict. You have to let him be who he is and allow him to evolve to a point of understanding. Choose is not to be the way he is. And if he never changes the way he is, you have to accept that this is who he is. It doesn't change who you are. And what we tend to believe is that we have to make our spouse be what we want them to be. Why are we believing that?
Guilty as charged.
Why are we believing that? And so that's just like they might be going through a thing of I have to make you be how I want you to be. And both of us have to learn, allow people to be who they are. Because the reason why we marry them is that we love them. And, you know, if you say any other traditional vows, you know, for better or worse or whatever, we say that, but we don't really mean for better or worse, we mean for better.
Yeah.
Partner, that I'll be with your soul as long as you are on this earth plane and
can.
So if you visualize it as physical violence, I'm stabbing you every time I say an unkind thing. And then visualize blood squirting out of his chest. Does that horrify you?
Thank you, Naima. Thank you for that. As Jody says, that's a shift in the mindset. Yeah, because I need a shift in the mindset, and you just gave it to me. So thank you very much. Jody says, can you love them and not want to be around that crap?
And that's another thing. It's not according to your environment. Peace is inside of you.
All right, now.
Nobody can disturb your peace. Nobody can make you mad. We all have the power to ignore that which we don't like. Like when you walk down the street.
Nobody can disturb you. But hold on. So,
okay, Naima. I need everybody to hold on. Hold on, Jody.
Naima.
Jody, hold on. We got to take our last commercial break.
I need everybody to hold on. Hold on, Jody.
So we got some echoes here. So we're going to take our last
commercial
break.
My fault.
You all who are watching online, please forward this video.
I think so.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. We are a part of the online network of Associated Internet Radio hosts, On Air. On Air empowers you with transformative news and interactive radio TV shows. This is such a wonderful time to be alive and to see our human family coming together as one community as a result of that powerful tool, the Internet. We can now talk directly to each other all over the world. There's no need for conflict or misunderstanding. There's no need for violence to solve our differences. We can talk to each other face to face until we reach an agreement. On Air offers a fantastic global guide to communicators from all over the world who are using their internet platforms to inspire us to strive to be our best selves in order to become the kind, compassionate, loving people we were all born to be. Once we do that, we'll see planet Earth transformed into a place of peace. Subscribe to the recommended YouTube channels, Facebook pages, and podcasts created by these Voices of Enlightenment. On Air provides daily news briefs and a weekly magazine to keep you abreast of events and opportunities. On-air news affiliates in television, radio, and print share information, insight, and interviews with notable personalities. Go to onaireverywhere.com for a daily dose of uplifting news. We're on air everywhere, online all the time.
Hi, I'm Dr. CJ of Valona Health, where we combine orthopedic manual therapy and neuroscience to treat the whole person. Health tip for the day is keep it moving. Doesn't matter how, just keep it moving, doing something you enjoy. Walking, dancing, rolling on the floor with your dogs or kids, really anything. The body craves movement to keep the bones, joints, and muscles happy. Even our mental health and internal organs and digestive system rely on our movement. Thanks for being a part of the Higher Learning Network on the Female Solution.
And that's why we keep it moving here on the Higher Learning Network. Keep that body moving because the body, one of the words that she said, the body craves movement. And we sit all day in these chairs. That's why we got to rock. We do the Higher Learning Hip Roll. Oh, Tony, we call it the Higher Learning Hip Roll. Naima named it, the Higher Learning Hip Roll. Grand Rising. Grand Rising Queen, yes, it's a great time to be alive. It's a great time to be alive, to cry, to share, to move, think, just to be. But Dr. Debbie Green, she is on Thursday morning from 7 until 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. She's in Detroit or somewhere out of there, Atlanta. So I want to say that we got so many calls. I want you all to know, we see your calls. We're going to open up the mic and take the phone.
I'm going to take you all in this order.
We definitely going to have an after show because they're going to think we're talking about relationships. Well, relationships was part of Out of Game Infinite Power. I gain power over that judgment, though, that crucial element in me that you describe that is always on defense and has this in the back of my mind of, you know, how a man and a woman should be and yada, yada, yada. That's how it relates to the race relationships. But I gain power in that by extending myself, by being vulnerable, by sharing information I didn't want to share because, you know, we were brought up in a time, you don't put all your business on the street. Well, honey, well, you have to get it out of you in order to heal you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Let's take a call. Who are you taking this morning?
73221, Brand Rising. Introduce yourself to our listening and viewing audience, and give us your question.
As it relates to how to gain infinite power on this magical Monday, 8-8-22, we're talking about the Lion's Gate. And if you're not talking about that this morning, please don't comment because we're serious. We're serious about this show. What is your comment as to how it relates to the Lionsgate portable and how to gain infinite power? Hi, who's this? Hello, hello. Hi, 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 hi. Hello, hello. Okay, let's go to the next caller.
Okay, we'll come back to you. Might step away.
Okay.
All right. Let's go next to
706.
702.
There you go.
Grant Rising.
Grant. Assalamu alaikum and Grand Rising. I'm honored to call in late, but it's still. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay. And what I'm honored to hear is the 888, the Lion's Gate. This is thousands of years old, but we're reconnecting to ourselves and to the spirit sun that rises every July and travels in its order. And what we're doing is seeing how to come back to order. These are the necessary energies that we need to make our shifting. What you were speaking about, and I came in on it with Jody and Latif was speaking, is that the art of allowing. The sun rises every day. The spirit sun rises every year. It allows us to receive the energy. Now, how do we use it is what we're here to understand. And what you're speaking on in having relationships is that how do I navigate the waters of my mind? Because it's allowing a person to be who they are, and if you choose to relate to them, and have a marriage or a relationship exchange, that means that you have to be able to let them be, because the Creator lets the sun rise on everything on the planet, the good, bad, and indifferent. And who are we to take greater charge than the Creator allowing light to see what we need to see about all that is? So this 8-8 is a time, and even now greater, is going to be the super full moon in 3 days on the 11th. So we started this on the new moon, and it's coming into fruition on to the full moon. Is that to bring to light what we need to allow and what we need to get rid of. Is these are the choices to make the change that we are entitled to in human beings, becoming the human spiritist that we're to become.
That's powerful.
That is right. Mm. And, you know, when you speak of allowing, that's probably the greatest lesson that all of us need to learn, is how to allow who they are. We keep thinking we're supposed to make people be in the image we want them to be. And everyone has the right to be exactly who they are, and to respond to all of the things in their lives that shape them to be who they are. And if we say we're going to love them, then that's what our agreement is to do. And that means allowing. And if someone is behaving in a way that we find unpleasant, we always have the ability to determine how we respond to it. We don't have to respond in kind if someone is unpleasant. We can choose withdraw from interaction.
Yes.
And give them a chance to correct themselves. It's a just like the,
right.
the correct on the computer when you're typing.
Uh-huh.
You go back and, you know, it'll make adjustments. Oh, this word doesn't make this one. Let's see this one. You know, so give people a chance to do the same thing. Give them a chance to reflect, oh, wow, what I said wasn't very nice. No wonder she walked away and stopped talking. We don't have to do that. Let them reflect
and
walk correct.
And
that's
we do this.
Because as long as we're combating it, the condition will never change.
Don't want.
When we say we have to make a change, it will never change. Because we're creating a cycle of conflict. They hit you, you get them, they hit you back, you get them back, and they never get a chance to reflect and make a decision to correct what they don't like in themselves. You can't make somebody not like something in them because you don't like it. They have to not like it.
Thank you.
Nobody can make
and that's
not
what...
I don't like that in myself. I don't like not being let a person finish this because I want to make sure that they know I'm right.
And where do we learn this is that when a woman conceives, she allows that child to grow in her if she makes that choice. And in that child coming forth to the earth, because we each were given this life because that choice was made for us to be born. And in that being born, we have the ability to exchange with our mother and our father and our mother earth. And in us allowing the earth, allowing us to walk upon her and do and provide us with what we need. Because if you ever woke up one morning and you got ready to get out of the bed and the earth said, don't you dare step on me because you're not doing nothing to help me. What would you do?
Wow.
What could we do if the earth decided to say, do not step upon me because you're not taking care of me. You're out of order.
Ooh.
How would you be able to exist?
Right. That's right.
Wow.
So, I mean, this is kind of what we're doing to those we say we love, you know, our spouses and sometimes to our children. We're treating them like that instead of the unconditional love that we are claiming we represent. So you can't have a reward and punishment attitude when it comes to the relationship of marriage. This is a family that we chose to have. I'm choosing to bond with you. I'm choosing to make you my family. So therefore, I'm choosing to love you unconditionally and not withhold love just because your behavior isn't what I want. What I can do is not respond in an unpleasant way, even if you're unpleasant, so that the only person that's being unpleasant is you, so therefore the only person you can look at is yourself. And then that way you can analyze yourself and decide to correct
you. You telling all my business, girl, you are right on point. That is exactly where I am. Lord, have mercy. Let's take another caller. Wow, that is powerful, because I have noticed in the course of a conversation where we are disagreeing with each other, when we get arguments, if I step away and keep my mouth closed, that's the hardest thing to do. If I keep my mouth closed, everything will be all right. So I'm learning to release the need. Go ahead.
Yes, and the thing is for us to realize what they're saying is not attacking us, because that's why we feel like we got to say something, because we've been attacked. So if you've had a childhood of being attacked and somebody expresses a different point of view, we always feel like we're attacked. We got to defend. We got to fight back. So when we can let go of that thought that they're attacking me, that's what makes it difficult to not respond.
And I have got to share this message. Saudia A. Davis says, Grand Rising, I just shared my most vulnerable, don't put your business in the streets, struggles with fibroids. Zelda, you are right. After releasing my truth in a video reel, I feel free. Yes, it is healing. And now other women, close friends, are speaking up about their fibroid struggles that they don't talk about. Yes, my sister, thank you so much for sharing that, because we all are struggling with something in our lives, and we think we are alone. No, we are not alone. Somebody somewhere is suffering with the same issue. So when we're being vulnerable, we're being truthful to ourselves. And that's a hard road to hoe.
I mean, speaking of fibroids, I had fibroid surgery right after my child was born.
Oh, wow.
And now I understand what fibroid development comes from. It's the energy of conflict about the whole experience of being female, whether you're feeling repressed, whether you're feeling disrespected, whether you're feeling vulnerable to attack. Some women have gone through, if not sexual assault, the fear of sexual assault or inadequacy as a female. All of the negative energy about your female is what manifests as a fibroid.
Wow. Thank you, Naima. I had them in my 20s. I just thought about that. I've forgotten all about it. Carrying that drama around, trauma, actually, all these years. So many women have fibroids. I mean, it's growing like leprosy used to be back in the day.
Yeah. And it can be healed without surgery.
Thank
you.
You have to
change some dietary things, but you also have to change the energy that you're putting at yourself.
And do the work.
You have to do the work and get healed.
Wow.
Yes,
well, thank you.
Seeing so much of it because we have that inside of us.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so very much for sharing it. Jody is sharing a website. I have no idea what that is, but I can copy it, paste it, and find out. Paca? Okay, I'm not going to mess that up. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. Thank you so much, because I can't pronounce the name. But thank you for joining us this morning. Put in the comment section what city you're watching from or what country you're watching from. Turning up the temple tomorrow morning on self-care. Yes, baby, silence is golden. I'm learning that. I thought about going to a monastery. So, you know, because they have to be quiet. And I feel that would really help me. I'm thinking about going to a yoga retreat so I can learn how to shut up.
Well, you know.
Silence is golden.
You talk more to yourself when you're alone, and you'll feel like you can get it out. You know, there are things that you feel that you need to verbally express, and that's okay.
Hey, D.
Okay. So
wow.
Now let me see. You've got 312671. I believe this is. Introduce yourself to our.
Well, Yashalom. Can you hear me? Way on Yashalom.
Yes, man.
All right, Naima and Sister Zelda Robertson, y'all are fantastic, the female solution. This is, you right, our time now. And the greatest person I have discovered, the greatest love I have found out from my Earth Day birthday is Robert Floyd Cole Pump. And I'd like to just share this with you. 100 years, centennial birthday celebration, Chicago, Mayor Harold Lee Washington. It's copyrighted to yours truly. I remember Mayor Washington said, we must plump the whole community. So we are plumping it up in Chicago, America, and the world. We are plumping it up in peace, love, unity, marketing people. We are promoting freedom, justice, equality, and economics, and unity in the community. And we are happy, we are healthy, we are wealthy, and we are wise that we can have an opportunity to share with you in promoting unity in the community. Team 23, together everyone achieves war. Together everyone achieves much. Together everyone achieves money. Together, everyone achieves.
No, he can't hear you. He can't hear nothing. He just talked. Minister Plump.
Oh, yeah. Did you say something? Go ahead.
He couldn't hear me on blog.
No, he can't. No, evidently he can't because he's still talking. Minister Plump, can you hear her?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
And thank you for all you do in promoting peace, love, and unity. And we've got a caller at 779-801. We can open the mic and get some words of wisdom from our sister.
Grand Rising, this is Maika, and I'm so glad to be here on this wonderful day. Yes, I don't have much to say about the Lion's Gate. I accept my power. I act on it and acknowledge it. And what I'd like to, invite people to come on Wednesday to the show. I'm going to be a guest host. And I've also invited Mark Shaheed to come. And we're going to tackle the issue of greed. So if you've always wondered about greed, tune in on Wednesday to the show. We're going to unravel greed since it's such a prevalent problem in the world, people thinking they need more than they have, the hoarders in many ways. So thank you so much, and you all have a great day. Peace and blessings.
Thank you, Maika. Carry over into our seasoned years.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That makes you think about your life, don't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
like
really makes
you. You got to forgive yourself. You got to forgive yourself.
Oh, wow.
Because a learning experience.
Yeah.
And we have to know that the Creator is not judging us or punishing us for a learning experience. So we're going through these things so that we can have understanding. And if we see that we acted in error, we have to forgive ourselves and teach by doing what you did, sharing the experience so that others who are still struggling with that same thing can see themselves and they can get understanding. That's what we're all here to do. We're all here to help all of us who are here.
He says people are just beginning to realize that they have their own creativeness. Yes, he says, I took a break because people have a habit of exploiting others instead of uplifting one another. Wow. Yeah. Saudi and David says, wow. Yeah, wow. Wow. Yeah. Oh, Lawrence Lenore. Hi, Lawrence says, do you queens reach out to queens in domestic violence shelters or reach out to queens through other venues?
Tell us where we need to go.
Yeah, yeah, because this is a session women need to hear and men need to hear, but especially those of domestic violence. Yeah, because we are more violent to ourselves than we are to others. How is that possible, Zelda? Because we do. Think about it.
So we're having actors shows, and those who are on the switchboard, hold on, and 7732 1
oh,
to get your name back. Just we'll open your mic. We're doing an after show.
Yes, we're always doing an after show, especially today, because I know we've got listeners on the line who say, let us know. Type in the comments if you want more information. Just type yes if you want more information. And if you are on the switchboard already, press 1 if you want to speak now, because the show goes off at 9, but we are doing an after show at 9. So just stay. Oh, wow.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. You can also hear today's show on the Female Solution Facebook page. Go to www.facebook.com/thefemalesolution. Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows, listen to our radio shows, order our books, and be sure to get your copy of the book, The Female Solution. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to thank all of you who participated in today's discussion. And to our global family listening from all around the world, we say thank you. To our family in China, Xiexie. India, Zanyaba. Japan, Arigato. Korea, Kamsahamnida. Russia, Spasiba. Germany, Danke. Poland, Dziękuję. France, Merci. Spain, Gracias. Italy, Grazie. Egypt, Shukran. Ghana, Medasi. Nigeria, Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga. Senegal, Geret. Kenya, Asante. Israel, Toda. Pakistan, Shukriya. Afghanistan, Tashakur. Saudi Arabia, Shukran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God and God's blessings.
The power of 8822 and the Lion's Gate. And we are now in the official after show with executive producer Naima Latif. You know, I got that from Tony, right? I got that from Tony. D says, have a blessed day. Peace, everybody. I've shared it. Thank you for sharing it. Love it. And thank you for watching, for staying here with us. And please continue to share the show right there on your phone. Just hit the share button and share it, because you think the show is good. Baby, please wait till you hear the after show. Take it away, Naima. Vanessa Dean says, awesome. Thank you, Vanessa. Appreciate you, girl.
Yes. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Yes.
Well, that's really the reason why we're all here. We're all here to evolve into our highest. And our spouse gives us love and challenges. So that we can see a mirror of ourselves.
Man.
So when we see ourselves acting in our worst self, that's for us to see what it is that needs correction. Not in them, but in us. So that's the challenge that we have, is to correct ourselves and not strive to change someone else. Because their responsibility is to change themselves. It's not our responsibility to change them. And if we are neutral whenever their behavior is something that we don't like, then rather than us feeding a negative, we'll let them see themselves, and then they can choose to correct themselves. I mean, imagine if you're in an argument with somebody, and they're screaming and hollering and screaming and hollering and screaming and hollering, and your face remains absolutely blank. They have nothing to play off of.
Right.
The only thing they hear is their own anger, their own words, their own...
they can always be on the defense waiting for that curse to happen again. Just like if you've been hit, you're waiting for that next jab. And you imagine it even if it's not there. So we, because this has been such an intense experience being a female on planet Earth, almost everywhere in the world, women have gone through stages of being repressed and not allowed to speak or not allowed to express their true personality or not allowed to excel or not given access to knowledge and information and training. And we have a history of being repressed as females. So a lot of women are manifesting physical illnesses in their bodies that are expressions of that frustration and that sadness and that anger at ourselves even for being female. Because being a woman has in too many places been disempowered. Now that we're coming back to our power, we have to know how to be powerful without being a bitch. That's the challenge that we have. How do you know that you are powerful? How do you know that you have the power to create? And how do you accept other people who may have different opinions than you and allow them to be who they are and still know that you're powerful? So,
when a person remains quiet in the spirit realm and the spouse continues to disrespect his or her by cheating and not holding up to their financial responsibility of the household, then what?
Okay, that's a good question.
An excellent question, Vanessa. Thank you for sharing that.
Now, the question I would have is that person's lack of finance, is that because of their lack of confidence, their lack of opportunity, their lack of drive, their loss, perhaps, maybe lost the job or lost whatever security they had, and they're asking creative imagination to create something else. All of those things are what cause a person not to have the financial means. None of that is a disrespect to you. It's simply an absence of something inside of them to make them be able to acquire that which they need. So if we're taking it as disrespect, oh, you don't have money, you're disrespecting, then that means somewhere in our life we've been disrespected. And so we're interpreting something someone else is doing as disrespect. It has nothing to do with us. That's the first thing. Now, if they have money in the bank and they're saying, well, I'm not going to pay the bills, I'm going to save my money for something that I want, well, then that is perhaps not disrespect of us. It's somewhere in their life they didn't learn responsibility. They didn't learn that in a partnership agreement, in a life partnership agreement, each person is giving and sharing in order for the whole to flourish. They didn't learn that.
Well, what if they, and then she says about them cheating.
Okay, so now let's take a look at what we call cheating. Someone is sharing their intimate time and maybe even their body and sexual intimacy with another person. That means that if they had agreed that you're going to be exclusively intimate, and yet I'm intimate with someone else, so then that means they are no longer following the agreement that you both had. So, does that mean they no longer want to be an exclusive partner? They have the freedom to make that choice. We don't own anyone's body. We don't own the rights to anyone's body. Even when we're married, you don't own the rights to anyone's body but your own. They have a right to choose whatever they're going to do with whoever they're going to do it with. So if we had an agreement that we're going to be exclusively intimate with each other and they are no longer following that agreement, then do we want to amend that agreement and say, okay, now we may be with other people, or do you want to end that relationship with them because we don't wish to be in a relationship with them? It's not exclusive. We have the free will to make that choice. Again, you can't make
issue is them following a desire that they have. Nobody's behavior has anything to do with us. And that's the first step to empowering yourself, is to know that no one else can change who you are. They can't change your values. They can't change your worth. They can only express what's inside themselves. That's all they can do. And if you don't like what they're doing, you can either choose to be in a relationship with them or choose not to be in a relationship.
She says no, it's because he's angry and very stubborn. And the disrespect coming from continuing to cheat. We've been married 20 years together, 34. Wow.
Okay. So now this is a situation that requires you to examine what his involvement with another person is making you feel about yourself. Mm. Is it making you feel that you are inadequate in some way? And that is perhaps the source of your anger. Because, again, you're looking at his behavior as a reflection of respect or disrespect of you. And we only feel disrespect. We have been disrespected somewhere in our lives. And then we interpret other people's treatment of us as disrespect. So that belief comes early in life as a child when someone does something and disregards your feelings and makes you feel that you are not worthy of good treatment. And you feel it as a child, but you can't fight back because you're a child. But now as an adult, anytime someone does contribute it to a reflection of your self-worth, behavior doesn't have anything to do with you. It has to do with him. And whoever he's involved with, ego need that he may have, or whatever the case may be, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with him.
Mm.
So, if we say someone's cheating, well, what is he cheating you out of? Is he cheating you out of an exclusive relationship? Is he cheating you out of time? Is he cheating you out of the feeling that you are the exclusive love of his life? And you've been married for 20 years, you've been together 34 years, and
I absolutely agree with you about having no power to change someone, yeah.
Well, I mean, you can do things, and they can react to what you do, but change comes from within them. It's their decision. I mean, he can continue to have another relationship and just hide it from him.
Yeah.
Because him choosing not to experience your anger. Because if you play anger, that's what he's going to choose. So I'm choosing not to experience her anger, so I won't let her find out about this other relationship that I have. So you can impose that kind of behavior, but what is it ultimately that you want done? You want to be able to talk about what's happening and find out why. And if whatever breach in your agreement for exclusivity can be fixed. So honesty is the first step. And before there can be honesty, there has to be truth. So
yes.
If he fears your anger, he's not going to be honest.
Yeah.
So, you know, we tend to think someone has another relationship that we should... So we should restore our honor by punishing it. And, okay, you filed for divorce. Well, then that means that you all are agreeing that you're no longer going to be married. So you can agree to no longer be married, and you don't have to become enemies. You can realize that he no longer can uphold the agreement of exclusivity. He's not able to do that. And that's not the kind of relationship you want. So you can choose to not be married because what you want in a marriage is an exclusive, intimate relationship. Since he's not able to do that, or he's chosen not to do that, you can then just choose to end the marriage. Now, the challenge that we have is accepting. Like we're talking about accepting someone for who they are, accepting them for where they are and their
Deborah Smith is on point. Yeah.
So if your husband of 20 years chooses to be intimately involved with someone else, and of course that means he is no longer being an exclusive marriage partner, and you choose to end the marriage, still don't have to be angry or treat him badly.
Can you please repeat, say that again, Naima. Please repeat that.
If your husband chooses to have a relationship outside the marriage and therefore is no longer following the agreement that you have to be intimate, exclusive partners, then you have the free will to end the marriage, but you still don't have to be angry. You don't have to respond as if you must hit him back because he hit you, because he didn't hit you. He made a decision about his own emotional, physical, psychological need or desire to be involved with someone other than yourself. He made a decision that based on that not following the agreement that you had to be exclusive, you no longer then want to be married. So that being the case, marriage is no longer your legal relationship. But there is no reason for you to be angry or desire to cause him pain. Because truly what he did was not against you, leave you. He simply chose to share time with someone else. But according to how you feel about marriage, that breaks marriage contract for you. So that being the case, you made the decision to end that relationship.
He's also jealous of my education and told me my successes remind him of his failures. Whoa! That is something else. Wow, speak on that. He's also jealous of my education and told me my successes remind him of his failures. Oh my goodness.
So Ooh. Now this is another thing. You can encourage someone, but you can't make them have self-esteem. That also has to come from within them.
Mm.
And there are times a couple may get together, and maybe one has achieved academically more than the other or financially more than the other. But wherever they are in their personal experience, if you agree to love and respect each other for who you are, then that should be the standard for your marriage. If they feel badly about what they haven't achieved, and it's expressed as resentment towards you, that's their own low self-esteem, which they came into the marriage with. You can't fix it. You can encourage them. You can praise them. You can do all of those things. But ultimately, they have to hear what's spoken inside of them, which is their emotional belief in themselves.
Wow.
You can be supportive, and you can praise them for what they have done, help them see themselves better, at least let them know that you value them, but still they have to value themselves.
True marriage is a contract. Marriage is a contract. Adultery is grounds for breaking that contract, legal separation, divorce. Yeah.
So, I mean, if part of him uplifting himself to see, like, well, you know, this other woman makes me feel important, or this other woman makes me feel valuable,
right.
Because you choose not to be married.
we have to understand we are the stars in our own life, but only supporting actors in other life shows. I love that, Deborah. Yes. She says, be your star for yourself. Amen. Thank you, sis. Yeah, that's powerful. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. Jody has a comment. Oh, okay. She says, wow, that just popped up. I didn't even put that one up. I decided to return to school until I received my PhD in counseling education and supervision. Started a not-for-profit organization and continue to build my relationship with God. Amen. Say that, sister. Yes, ma'am.
You know, sometimes, I mean, I guess the biblical scriptures speak about being unfulfilled.
Wow.
If you have a drive and your partner doesn't have the same drive, because you're going to accept that and focus on his other qualities, or are you going to feel that he's not holding up his end of the bargain and not working as hard as you, and you're going to find yourself treating him unkindly and saying unkind things about that, which doesn't help his self-esteem, it actually destroys him more. So if you come into a relationship with somebody who doesn't have the same academic or business or career goals and drive that you have, and you know that coming into the marriage, you're not going to change them and make them something else after you get married. They're going to be who they were when you married. Now, okay, well, once we get married, then I'm going to take him into the real estate business, or I'm going to get him into the insurance business, or I'm going to get him a sales business, I'm going to help him become. Okay, well, what if you still can't change the level of his ambition or inner drive? What if you can't change any of that and you can't change his mind? You make a mistake and things can change, but you can't change his mind. If you marry them, it's like buying a used car. It's as is.
As is. Yep.
No, we're not going to fix the engine. No, we're not going to fix the carburetor. You bought this as is with all this broken parts and everything else, and you're deciding to have that. So don't get mad after you've driven it off the lot and you start hearing squeaking noise and everything. Because you told you not fixing nothing on this. It's as is. So this is what you have when you marry somebody. They come to you as they are, whatever drive, whatever emotions they have, whatever past they have, that's who they are.
Yes.
It's our responsibility to learn as much about them as we can before we marry. Wendy, our one of our hosts said just a 30-year family law attorney, always talking about starting the person that you're going to marry because they might be unfit for marriage. And really, if you don't have enough self-esteem, you're going to be unfit because you're not going to be able to feel good about yourself.
Is my mic open?
Yes, Kwame, your mic is open. Vieta Robinson says, unfortunately, many men or women stay in relationships and secretly have relations with others because they are fulfilled with more than one partner. Oh, okay. Go ahead, Kwame.
Yes, and the part that I'm hearing in all that what's being shared is, and I haven't heard, is about trusting and the partner and the other person. But do you know yourself? Do you know your own truth? Who are you? And what is it you want in to be in your life? And understanding that part first, because you can't tell someone, I love you, and you don't know how to love yourself.
Ooh.
That's true. And a person can't make you love yourself.
And you can't make... And that's the part when people saying, can I make love to you? You can't make love to a person. A person has to be love because that's a self-found thing that you're born with. But through growing and knowing and traumas, it's destroyed or it's challenged in the person to identify what real love is. A baby knows, but as we grow, we give that child misinformation how to use what it was born with and how much of our damage has been done in each of us to see how to love who we really are. Do we really know who we are?
Someone
the opposite sex that you're involved with, you know, the various other things that you can do, might be activities, organizations, businesses, and all those things. So what happens if your friendship with someone of the opposite sex evolves into an intimate relationship, which was, it happens a lot because people interact, and they're very... So if you've made an agreement with someone that you are my exclusive partner, we are married, and then you find yourself involved with someone else, this is a great drama happening all over the world, then what is the appropriate response to that situation? This is a thing that I think women and men have to examine, because someone who loves someone else does not mean they don't love you also. They just may also love someone else. So if we're feeling like, well, if you love this person, then that means you don't love me, or you lied to me, or you cheated on me. You have to look at, why are we feeling that way? Because the other person may have qualities that attracted our partner, just like they attracted us. So if it's cheating someone out of love, is your emotion draw you to someone else? Or is it expanding on the love that you're able to share with another being? And if when we marry, we're believing I will love you exclusively and only you, and then we discover that we also love someone else, then should we then say, okay, I can no longer be exclusively tied to you, so therefore, in honesty, we cannot be married because I'm wishing to explore a relationship with someone else. Now, that's the honest thing to do. It doesn't mean that I must hate you or I never want to see you again. It just means I can't fulfill this contractual agreement that we made to be exclusive. I still love you, but I can't be married to you if that is our agreement, if you're I'm honest. So are we willing to allow each other to be honest when it comes to our growth, our evolution, and our desire to explore relationships with other people? Can we be honest enough to say, I am not emotionally at a stage where I feel I want to be exclusively your intimate partner? Rather than be dishonest, I'm saying let us no longer be married. That way, I am being honest. But what we're saying, the way we're reacting is that I don't want you to have those feelings. So if the feelings are there, then they are there. So then what is dishonest is to be married and desiring an intimate relationship with someone outside of your marriage if your agreement is that you're going to have that person as an exclusive intimate partner. So if you know that you are not, rather than have a relationship with someone behind your spouse's back or lie about it or argue about it and be angry about it, just acknowledge that marriage, in terms of what you originally agreed, is not what you wish to do. And release them from that agreement so that you can be honest in your pursuit of an intimate relationship with another person. Still love the person you're married to, and you also want to be involved with someone else. Well, your person who you were married to, they can either agree to that arrangement or say no, if we cannot be then I would prefer not to be involved with you. They have a free will to make that choice. All of us here are on our own free will. Love is something you do of your own free will. You can't make someone love you. You can't make them not love someone else. What you can do is be honest about your feelings and respect an agreement that you've made. And if you know that you cannot adhere to the agreement, then dissolve the agreement. That is the
Naima.
Welcome to Triggers in a Relationship and use EFT. emotional freedom technique, that's the tapping, and the essential oils and meditation to overstand why the triggers come. That's powerful. Thank you, Vieta. We appreciate that. And if you haven't seen her shows, please go back in the archives on blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, and look up her show. She does a show on tapping and essential oil. Please go and check that out. Just another comment here. Vanessa Dean says, absolutely, I don't think he loves himself at this point in his life. That could be very true. She says, I believe he lost himself when our son drowned in 2007 and he was unable to save him. Yeah, that's trauma. We decided to seek godly counseling together, but he stopped the session. Oh, wow. She says, I don't want that kind of love from anyone because it's a conversation and a decision to be made. I don't want to be robbed of my choice to walk out of the relationships. Whoa.
Yeah.
True relationships can be complex. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever saw that movie. What's the name of it? Why Did I Get Married Too?
Yes.
Tasha
Smith, girl.
And they never dealt with the emotion.
Never.
Out,
Tasha Smith.
Janet Jackson, because she never dealt with the emotions of the grief,
yes,
and the guilt and all of that.
Right.
So if your husband's dealing with his guilt and feeling badly and grieving and all of that and hasn't forgiven himself and hasn't been able to look at the death as, and this is very difficult, it's not taught in this culture at all, but every death is a choice. It's a choice for that soul to exit. And not a punishment, but if they, in their life plan, only planned to be here for 7 years, if that's how old they were when they left, that was their life plan. And in that 7 years, they wanted to learn something and teach something.
Mm. Powerful.
So there's no one to blame. But that level of understanding is something a counselor would have to help, a counselor who is spiritually aware would have
yes,
to help.
Yes, yes. Not just any counselor.
Not carrying grief and guilt about the death.
That's one of the things. We don't believe in counseling. We don't believe in therapy. We just, you know, but when you know better, you do better.
And in fact, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Or turn other people outside our marriage.
Yeah. Or alcohol and drugs.
Because we can't talk about it with our spouse because it's so difficult.
So alcohol and drugs.
But could I...
feeling. Yes, Susan Essential says, wow, sounds like your husband chose not to heal instead of being more willing to condemn himself the rest of his life. Go ahead, Baba Kwame Sanor.
And the part about believing in therapy, Kitchen Table University, Grandma's Laptop, and Aunties and Women's Circles were the therapy community. We have gone away from community. Mm. We don't commune in the way that we do. We want to emulate. We want to be individualized. We want to be separate. But there is a part of the forest that every tree knows the other tree, and
mm-hmm.
it all stands together.
Yes.
And what have we done? We've become individualized and stacked on top of each other and want to be greater than the other when the sun shines on you. When you look at the ground, all shadows are the same. So how is it that we turn around and think that we have grandized ourselves to say, and if you choosing a partner, it might not be love. It's you confuse, people confuse lust with love.
Say
there
that.
Is a difference.
Yes.
Lust and love are two different things. And the four things that's missing in our community is values, morals, respect, and ethics.
Baba Kwame,
values, morals, respect, and ethics is because
values,
if you value
respect.
Yourself, if you value yourself, you will be morally correct person that you're choosing to be with. And you give them the respect in honoring the union that you have chosen to come to. And you can forgive or you can receive and say that this is not what I chose to do. But this is the part of what we're having in having a structure of family, because 70% of our households in our community is run by women. We're the sperm donors.
All right, now.
Well, now, here, Bible Kwame, what I see in this sister and her situation, have already a man who may be feeling less than adequate, who marries a woman who has higher education. And then they have a tragedy. And you know how our culture is. Don't let men cry. We don't let them express grief in a healthy way. And so he's got these emotions already bottled up and feeling like lesser of a man and now blaming himself. So they
and that, that
I don't know if the sponsor was a male or female, but if he stopped the counseling, then that means it wasn't helping him, or he didn't feel comfortable, or it was too painful. But whatever the case was, he could not see the counseling sessions that they went to.
And that's the charge.
They might mean well, but they don't know really. They don't know how to counsel. They'll say things like, "Well, give it to God. We'll pray
the
Lord." And they mean well, but that's not help.
Right.
I mean, all that does make you feel inadequate because you go home and you're still sad and you figure, well, maybe God ain't helped you because I'm still sad. So for someone to help him see that whatever happened was not his fault, even though he tried and he couldn't save him, whatever it is, for him to understand that death is a decision of a soul to leave, it's not someone's fault that this happened. And he needs to be able to be guided to forgive himself and let go of him. And then whatever he was feeling in terms of his inadequacy, well, your manhood is not measured in dollar figures or how much money you earn or even a title given you by an institution. Manhood is like all the things you say about Obama, your ethics, your values, your morals, your respect. That's what makes you a man. So even that, for him to know that I can be the best man, I can be a fantastic man, I can be a wonderful man, even though I had a child who passed away early and we're grieving, but I can still be a man and still be loving and supportive of my wife, and she can still be loving and supportive of me, and we can still value each other, and we can appreciate the time we had with our child while our child was here. That's a loving memory you can share. And I am still...
Can you hear me? Am I muted or not muted?
Come on, go ahead.
Yes. Andrew Nelson, actually, my father...
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go right ahead.
We hear you.
Yeah. He was born 8th August 1895 and just turned 66 years old when I was born. I turned 61 later on this week. You mentioned ethics, morals, and convictions. And what was the fourth component that makes a man?
It's morals, values, respect, and ethics.
Respect and empathy?
Values. Respect and ethics. Now, I want to address regarding marriage what Naima spoke about just now. And I'm going to speak anecdotally about my own marital situation. I've always known what causes pregnancy. I've known that since I was a teenager. And I am a 61-year-old technical virgin, and I'm that way by choice. I've had numerous opportunities to consort with women in a way that would result in a pregnancy, and, of course, I didn't do that because I found someone in her 20s who I think is well suited for me to marry, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Powerful.
Yeah, well, you know what? helping you not matter if that is what is in your best interest. I think both people have to determine what they're looking for and what they need. And definitely sexuality is something that we all have the power to choose when it will happen. So,
could I?
Yes, go ahead, Bob. How are my son, Har?
Yes, and what we're and greetings to Brother Andrew.
Thank you, Andrew.
But what I'm sharing, would like to share is that we're looking at how that man was counseled and how he had to deal with. We totally can't overstand all of it because we're not him. The part is that we're giving scenarios and things in which we think may have worked. I can say for this part is that my father was an alcoholic and he died from alcoholism. They found him in a room dead 3 days over there on 62nd in Indiana, 61st in Indiana. But anyway, the part of him dying at 2 years old, my life had emulating that alcoholic until I met other men that showed me I did not have to be that image of my father. I have been clean and drug-free for 41 years, as long as almost as my father was alive, I have been abstinent from that. It's being able to find the connection. That's why I say we have therapists within our community. We have to look at how, and the thing that we're looking at is psychology. Psychology is not the mind, it's the spirit or the soul. And when the soul or the spirit is wounded or damaged, it takes another soul to connect to it. It doesn't take an educational degree in psychology or psychiatry. It takes another human being who has a soul connection to that other human being to know what they're feeling. I cannot tell a woman what it feels like to have a child because I can never feel what a woman feels, but what I can do is empathy and I can be a companion and a support. So what we're having to do is the challenge is who defines us? What is it going to take to free us? First, we have to free ourselves and free our minds and our hearts because we hear with two ears, but the heart has an ear. And do we listen to our heart or do we listen to our heads?
Oh, excellent point.
And, you know, when we look at the situation with his brother, you know, like you say, it's not a degree or a title that touches the heart. Sometimes you can go to a counselor, and a counselor might have all the degrees and all the training, but you may need somebody who can empathize with you on a soul level because maybe they have had your same experience. Maybe they can empathize on a different level that's beyond the textbook because they've lived through it. So just like maybe somebody who's been through alcoholism and they see somebody else struggling with an addiction, they can be more helpful than this person with a doctorate degree that maybe never took a drink because
right.
they knew better,
right.
but they don't understand this person is trying to deal with their inner pain, and they can't, but this alcohol helps them to escape what they're feeling. And so rather, and I'm not saying that a person who's a counselor is going to condemn because, you know, if you're a counselor, you should be trained not to do that, but sometimes what you really need is somebody's busy. I feel you. Because they can, because they've been there.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help you to see that you can come out of it. You know, it's possible. And I can help you through the process. I can tell you what I went through. That's a lot more powerful sometimes. So if somebody stops a counseling session, it could be they feel like that person just couldn't feel them.
Right.
You know, and it's hard if you're going to a marriage counselor. And if it's a female, yeah, that might be great for the woman because then she can feel like she's understood. If it's a man, then the man might feel good. Oh, yeah, he can relate. He's a man. But the woman might feel like, oh, he can't understand me. He's a man. So that's always difficult for a couple to go to a marriage counselor because they're going to be either one sex or the other. You know, and
but
whoever is not, that person's going to feel like, oh, they don't really understand.
Excellent point. But the part is that going to a marriage counselor that's never been married, that's got a degree from studying marriage, but never been married to someone, how are you going to counsel me?
Right.
Absolutely. The theory of marriage is not the same as the reality of marriage.
Thank you.
And everybody who's been married can tell you that.
Yes.
You know, the book says you should do this, do this. But when you get in that house with that person and you got all these emotions and past kids and everything, you can throw the book out the window.
Thank you.
Nobody goes by the book.
Thank you.
You know, every situation is different. And so, you're right. I mean, I have friends who are marriage counselors or they're divorced.
Mm.
And they might be good counselors, but I would have difficulty going to a counselor that was not only married but happily married and had been through some difficulties and had to work to get to the point of happiness so that they could guide me through the process. If you've never been happily married and have gone through something, if you haven't been married to somebody who's imperfect and yet you grew to the point where you loved them and accepted them and you're now happily married, then how are you going to help me to get to that point? How are you going to help me get to a destination if you have traveled down the road to get there yourself?
Right.
That's just my opinion. And I'm not, no shade on anybody who might be a counselor and not married or divorced or whatever. To get, but that's really what you need. If you want to stay married, that's why you go to a counselor, if you want to stay married, then somebody has to be able to show you and have lived through the process of repairing the inner damage that both of you are bringing to the relationship and learning to yourself and your spouse and then building new ways of communicating so that you can repair what's broken in the marriage. And
how do we...
It's one thing to say that the book says this, this, and this. It's another thing to say, this is what I did when I had a conflict with my husband. This is what I did when I had a conflict with my wife. I looked at myself and I realized that I was doing X, Y, Z. And then I was able to understand how I contributed to the pain in the marriage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How do we learn what... How do we first learn about marriage is the two people that we chose to come through. That's where the lessons begin, is that in you being able to see the two people that came together to create you, and you chose those two people, and that's the part. Yeah, what does it look like? Because that is going to be your template, your blueprint of how you're going to choose if you want to merge or you want to be a revolving door. Which one do you choose, and how is that really the basis of guidance of a child? Because if a child is misguided, it is what it sees, it will emulate. And if it sees those type of relationships where this man is constantly, there's a new man coming in my mother's life every month or every week, or is it that man that is attempting to try to be a father, but he can't get a job, but his mother has a job, and she demeans him, and she tears him down in front of her son, then what are the images and the guidance that they have had to say that I am going to go and be married?
Yeah, because the images that I saw, none of them were good, not a one. I only saw one. We grew up, I was just talking about the reunion we had this past weekend, Chris Pozzatic's reunion at Ben Ryan Woods, and I think back to I only saw one marriage growing up in Safeway Garden, and the marriage, Miss Claudia, I'll never forget her. Her husband was an alcoholic, and every time I saw him, she was beating on him. She slapped him upside the head, called him a bad name, and that's exactly what I did to my husband. And I had to catch myself, and I was like, you are portraying what you saw. I only saw one marriage as a child. I only saw one. So I am portraying onto him what I saw as a child, and that is not conducive to a relationship. You can't go around hitting on people. I mean, the man's 6 feet. He could knock me out if he wanted to. So
you're right. We
compare
ourselves to people that reproduce what we learn, and let you make a conscious decision not to do that.
Right.
So in a household, and the way your parents handled disagreements, they argued, they fought, they finally, you know, until somebody said they verbally abused each other,
and eventually somebody got mad enough to hit somebody. And this is what you saw growing up. How else do you know how to resolve a conflict? You know, you have to see how to handle a disagreement. If the only thing you saw was people verbally abusing each other, then you don't know how to talk right. You don't know how to express an opinion without an insult. Only know what you saw. You have to be taught how by someone who knows how.
All I saw. Vanessa Dean says, when we married, I only had a high school diploma. The therapist was a male. I believe he stopped the sessions because the therapist was touching on uncomfortable areas. Mm.
Awesome. And that's another thing also.
Wow.
If you're a woman and you and your husband go to a male counselor, and it seems like the male counselor is on your side, oh, that really makes the man feel
uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Feel like this is another man making me look bad. This is another man making me already feel like less than a man. He's taking her side. So yeah, it's a difficult thing. Counseling is a difficult thing because it means you have to address the pain that you haven't been able to face in your life. There are lots of books available to help that situation. He has to seek them for himself, or maybe someone can give him a good book. Congratulations. As a psychotherapist, I have been delivered from an opiate addiction as my primary drug of choice. I know it's up to the clients who want to do the work to gain tools to use when needed. Well, and that's true. I mean, everybody's got to make their own choice, and you can't make a person make the choice, but you also can't be angry with them if they're not in the emotional state where they can do it. Because sometimes you just can't.
I have
seen him for cheating 3 times and made the choice not to stay in the marriage. Just give him the freedom to live the life he appears to love and just dunk the butt.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's right to do. Sometimes
yeah.
You have to let go, and that's okay. You know, how do we use today's energy to manifest what we want?
Good question. Susan Essential says, how do we use today's energy to manifest what we want? How do we do that? How do we do that? It's 9:55. We got 5 minutes to answer the questions because we were only supposed to go to 9:30.
I would say.
Introspection and
yeah.
self-reflection and honesty with oneself, because you can't manifest what you want until you recognize what you are and what you already have.
Mm.
You got to be scared for what it is.
Mm.
And then you can work on what you would like it to be. But you got to admit it.
Another ritual in doing your spiritual work is writing your declaration and decree of what you want to see. Writing your declaration and decree of what you want to see in yourself. Put those things into words and look at what it is that you have chosen that you want to see the change in you, because it begins in you. It begins within you. And once you can write that decree, and believe that this is what's going to happen from this day forward. Because I wrote one last night and told myself I have a thing with money. I said, okay, I want to keep $100 in my savings account. Every eighth of the month, I want to look and see $100 in my savings. I want to put $50 in my journal that on the eighth day when I write, that's where it's going to be at. So I made a decree in saying that this is how I'm going to utilize my spending. You have to begin to say, if you want to see change, you have to acknowledge what's wrong first. You have to understand what is wrong in you first, and then begin to write and say what you are going to do. You have to have a vision. It begins within. You make a plan. That's your decree. And then you have the vision of what you want to see to build the community you want to be in. And it first starts with the first tree is you, your tree of life.
I agree. Your plan can't be, I want this person to do this. I want that person to change this. I want them to act like this. You can't change anybody but yourself. And like you say, in your declaration of what you want, it has to be about what I will do this to change my position. I will do this to create position. Not what somebody else is doing or somebody else's behavior, because they have to change themselves. And if you're in a relationship and the way the person is behaving,
and how you first relate to yourself. That's the key. And it's the serenity prayer. Accept the things I cannot change. Change the things I can. I cannot change another human being on this planet. My name is not G-O-D. The only person I can work within from is me.
And that's the lesson I had to learn yesterday while sitting in the park with my feet in the grass, bawling my eyes out. It's like, baby, it's not Tony, it's you. You know, get your ego out the way because, yeah, you think you all that in a bag of chips. Yes, you do, because otherwise, if you don't, nobody else will. So I had to do that. And I didn't want to share all my business. Like, you know, I'm telling all my business.
Well,
you know, everybody does.
And that was great that you shared that, because you said ego, and how do you, and that's what you did in crying. You emptied the garbage out.
Thank you.
E-G-O, emptied the garbage out of you in order to make room for you to grow, because you can't grow in a garbage heap.
Thank you, Baba Kwame. Thank you. I needed to hear that, because there's lots of garbage in here. But after today, I'm taking the garbage out daily, because the thing that I just learned when I get up to go get some more tea, I went in the room and apologized to him, and he said I apologize to you. But he always forgives me, but it's like I have to forgive myself first. But I didn't lose Naima. Come on back, Naima. I had to forgive me. Yes, sir.
Yeah, my screen went out. I accidentally computer unplugged. But I know Blog Talk is going to cut us off. So
it is 10 o'clock here.
I don't know if it's going to charge up in enough time for me to reappear.
Well,
but thank you all for listening to us today.
What's your name? Vanessa Dana, I agree that we must write our decree and declare that it shall come to pass. Life and death lives in the power of the tongue. Thank you so much for sharing that, and thank you, Baba Kwame. Yes, we have to come to the conclusion that we have.
And Vanessa, send love to your soon-to-be ex-husband he is in pain, even though he may have caused you pain, but he still needs love. Even if he's no longer your husband,
right?
Remain his friend.
And I'm going to be sharing on my blog, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com, information that, backup information and resources from the show, because I want to, in case you didn't get a chance to write it down, I'm going to write it on my blog as soon as the show is over, because Baba Kwame Turnhorst spoke of the things that we need to do, especially with the power of intention. And also last night on Beata's show, there was four things that we can do while the gate is open. You need to close out something. Things that we need to do. And those four things are: get clear on our intentions, how to expend your energy, raise your vibration, and what we do. I can't read my own. Oh, what are you eating? And that brings me to an excellent point. Today is a day of fasting. It has been shown. Go to the blog, read this, ZeldaSpeaks.wordpress.com. It has been shown that because we have been trained to eat so much, we have forgotten how to eat less. And so I am asking those who are with me today, I'm only drinking tea, no coffee, I'm only drinking tea today and water and my juice and my drink, apple, beet, cucumber, lemon, ginger, kale, turmeric, those 7 degrees. That's all I'm drinking is juices today. And I ask for those who are watching with me who want to join me in this fast, together we will pray together at noon, at high noon. So even if you don't fast, still join me. And we can do that together. Get those last comments. Vanessa B says, thank you. I still love him because of the relationship I have with God. Of course you still love him. You know?
And maybe God needs to work on him in solitude.
Yes, in solitude and not be with you. Yeah.
So, that's okay.
So So please go to the website, and there's information there. But also, I will be updating the blog. And I want to thank you so very, very much for taking the time to be with us today and to share this information. And while Naima closes us out, I'm going to find the, our promo, our closing promo for our show, because tomorrow Jody Toussaint on Toussaint Essentials will be on the show with self-sales here. And on Wednesday, it is Naima and Maika. Am I correct, Naima?
Yes. Maika will speak with us, and we're looking forward to an intriguing discussion on grief.
Yes.
We want more than our share.
And, you know, we're taught to buy big houses to fill up. I was looking at Anthony Anderson on YouTube, you know, how they show you how to start that big houses. And I was like, why would you want all of that house? You can only be in one room. I mean, it's like 20 rooms. Who can live in 20 rooms? I mean, I get that. If I want a house, I'd have one. But I don't want to clean it up, you know.
Right,
I just
right.
don't. I just don't.
You don't think you got to pay somebody else to do it?
Yeah.
Stay in one room,
and you know, we don't think about that when purchasing a house. You know, they teach us to be greedy, and we fall for the okie doke because we're in a country where we want to be like them, and we don't need to be like them. We need to be like us.
And where the heart is.
And so on. That's Wednesday. So what's happening on Thursday?
Thursday. Got Dr. Debbie, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green, and of course Friday we got Health and Wellbeing with Piazza. And Saturday we've got a special on location. We've got several neighborhood festivals that we'll be sharing with the listening and viewing audience, so we can bring them a vision of some good times. In
good time, temporary layoff. I know y'all.
Yeah, everything is not violence and sadness and grief. Some places there is truly joy and laughter and a feeling of safety, and that's what we want to show so that we can help it to grow. So we'll share that. And of course, we'll start all over again on Sunday with Soul Purpose.
And you can always go to the blogtalkradio.com, The Female Solution, or any of our YouTube channels, HLN TV Show, The Female Solution TV Show, Zelda Speaks, Zelda Robinson Communications, all this on YouTube. It will be there, and it's not going anywhere. You can always go to the archives. And I always download my shows and put them in my hard drive in case Facebook or whoever decides to get rid of the videos, because now they have 30 days or never delete. I always use never delete, but you know, you're not control of the platform,
right.
So you don't know.
Their mind.
Right. They change their mind. I still have mine. Last but not least, 1 minute, Baba, be sure and check out.
The only thing I suggest is on this day, you can write your declaration and your decree, but make your vision board. What do you want to see in your life?
Yeah.
What is it that you need to see? The vision, a vision board. Cut out the things that you want to see and put it on a board. Put it on your wall so you'll look up to what you believe in.
Yes. Right. Powerful. Did you all get that?
That it already exists.
Yes. Yeah.
I am this. I have this. I have achieved this. I have created this. I am.
Get your vision board. If you don't do anything else today, do that. And that's from Baba Kwame Sunhorse. I need to go update mine too. And put these t-shirts on your vision board, because these t-shirts are affirmations to remind you of your greatness. So every time you look at your, take a picture on your cell phone, post that, because you're posting positivity. And there's a ton of them on there.
Right.
And remember, they're all tax deductible on the higherlearningnetwork.org. Yes, go ahead, Baba Kwame.
And what you're wearing on that T-shirt, the words on there, acclimates with the water in your body, and it energizes you even just wearing it if you understand what you're wearing.
Wow.
The same thing that Emoto shows us with water. When you put the word love, it will crystalline the water to a higher frequency, and you put on that shirt and you put on what your body needs, the energy from those words you wear.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, Baba Kwame, can
you... What you wear, when you're wearing words on your body, on your clothing,
I didn't hear you.
Okay, Baba Kwame, that was powerful, and it was so powerful, I need you to say it again.
Yeah, and if we want to achieve something, and you believe, if you put a T-shirt on love, and that love is showing on there, it's energizing the water. You were 70% water, so that means all the water that's flowing inside of you is receiving the word that's on your body.
Now, if that ain't powerful.
That's why designers put their names and logos, and that's how they stay rich.
Oh! Powerful.
You energize the person's body to make them feel a certain way, but you can do that for yourself. We can do that by putting, this is why we wore symbols, this is why we made kente cloth with different patterns in order to put the energy into the person that is wearing it.
Teach. Oh, I love it. And thank you so much for being an elder who loves sharing information, because we could not do it without you. Thank you so much, Baba Kwame Sunhorse from Georgia. Thank you for all our listeners who are listening all over the world and who are viewing us on YouTube and Facebook. Thank you, thank you, thank us. As I leave you with the closing for The Female Solution, be sure and check out my blog, zeldaspeaks.wordpress.com. And right about now, I am going to find for you the closing so you will know which show that you can see tomorrow. Starting with Self-Sale Care with Jody Susan on The Female Solution from 7 a.m. until 9 a.m. in Central Standard Time. I got to keep remembering to say that Central Standard Time. And last but not least, as we leave you with the Female Solution promo so that you'll know exactly what you're watching and who you're watching and when you're watching it with. Until then, we'll see you next time. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time with Jody Susan, Susan Essential Self-Sale Care. This is part of your sale care. Enjoy your day. And remember to fast with me and pray at 5 at 12 noon. Thanks for watching. Thanks for watching. Make it a great day. Love, peace, and hair grease. I don't know why that's on there, but from YouTube, that's why. Make it a great day. Thank y'all.
All right.
All righty.
Ready to start being healthier?
I want you to end. That's what I want you to do. Okay. Yeah. Ooh, wee, what a good show. Yeah. And don't ask me why I get up this morning.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, so how do I hear you?
The blog talk phone is still on.
Okay, in call.